some in audio, MP3, on book, Quevolution. An Interplanetary Adventure, of Alec Newald, from the early 90s. First, summary of the case. Quote, they did describe basically what time travel is all about, and they were very succinct in describing to me that there is no physical matter in the universe that is solid. Everything is constructed with wave and vibration resonance patterns. This includes man at a quantum level TT. The more deep the resonance pattern, the more solid the object. And the same is true for time. Time is just a frequency wave. Alec Newald. Alec Newald is not one to step into the limelight with his story. Genuine contacts of ETs like to keep their heads down, and his story is one that readers of Nexus magazine will have heard of. The triangle craft from the ETs of Haven, as they call it, are also known to be time travelers. Alec was abducted for 10 days, and was asked to help the authorities, to which he declined. It seemed that these powerful scientists are fully aware of them. In fact, from experience we can tell that this group in particular have experimented with time, and the results have been disastrous, to the point where it has affected their whole planet. It is true also from experience and indicated by them that their dimension has no life in it at all. It is a strange sight. They are caught between two dimensions. As Alec says, we are in dimension 3 and they are in dimension 3.5. Alone in some ways as a race, and the victims of their own quest for power. They have learnt the hard lesson. One hopes this does not befall the human race. The nearest one gets to seeing what they look like is from a photo doing the rounds at this time of a dedette aboard a naval ship. I suspect it is a female and her suit has been removed. But I found the photo disturbing, as it is close to the mark. They are one of the ET groups who have time technology woven into their civilization, similar to the way we have computers in ours. They also have mind power that is highly psychic. Along the path of my experiences, I was bumping into them continually and never knew. These are the ones who shocked me by entering my room. I will never forget them speaking and thundering off into the sunset. They are the one group that appears to have communication with another group known to be at a high stage of technological evolution in terms of time manipulation. I have seen them clock the speed of the other group's craft as they came, which fascinated me. That is another story. In 1989, Alec disappeared for 10 days and returned dazed and confused. While driving through a foggy mountain pass, this was on a Monday, and he returned on a Thursday. 10 days later, with no idea where he had been, the back cover states. What he learned and experienced during his stay with friendly beings has profound implications for all of us here on Earth. Of course, Alec then received knocks at the door from scientists who appeared to know all about these aliens, and who they were. They were keen to learn what he had noticed about this alien race. His stubborn streak and spirit of free will landed him in trouble as he refused to cooperate. It is obvious that these scientists knew all about Alec TMS abductors and expected they would return to Earth one day, soon. As he states, and I concur, on page 175 of his book, he tells the reader, I have reason to believe that within the next few years of our lives here on this planet, there will be open contact with extraterrestrial beings. It has been suggested to me that this will take place well within my own lifetime upon this planet. It is expected that a group of extraterrestrial beings of many different races will openly approach a selected group of humans, comprising civilian as well as military personnel. This human group will have been contacted prior to meeting, initially by subliminal message, then, as the time approaches for open contact, via telepathy in order for more details to be passed on. It has been suggested by me that contact could take place simultaneously in several locations around the world. I've have been told that children will be involved, perhaps theirs as well as ours. Alec Newald. It is known that Alec had entered a breeding program with a female ET called Xena. He was free to leave at any time and was not forced. Alec discussed with Xena the various aspects of their culture, and at no time was he forced to do anything against his will. There were also the elders of the race, and Alec reckoned they had enough mind power to stop a tank. The vehicles they drove were propelled by the mind, and it is known that in the history of their evolution they made an attempt to dimension jump, and are trapped between two dimensions. If ours is the third, they were stuck on dimension 3.5. The symbol of their planet is a half-completed triangle, which is a symbol of the journey of their incompletion. The idea was to come back to our dimension, and when our race reaches its stage of evolution they would then move with us to the fourth. They were baffled when they spoke to Alec as to how we treat our world, especially cars. They could not understand how we let such instruments cause such damage, and were fully aware of the forces which have committed the human race to mass genocide on a number of occasions. Their opinion of this force was that it was trying to find expression within the framework of the universal mind, and that this force that generated such fear and hatred would move on as we evolved. The biggest joke of all, and one I agree with, was the stupid idea that this force could be controlled and gave the illusion it could be. Alec discovered upon his return that he did not require much sleep, and that he also got a knock at the door from our fellow human beings who wished to know of their capabilities and wished to debrief him, of which he declined to help them. This resulted in him being fitted up, and placed in prison for 6 months on a charge of trading in stolen cars. He continued on, and wrote the book Co-Evolution, which is available from Nexus magazine. Xena indicated to him that she was a hybrid, and possessed high intelligence. She was, though, becoming baffled by the emotional responses she was dealing with towards a male. Even the elders became baffled, as she gave off feelings that they could not understand. Alec indicated this came as a shock, seeing highly advanced beings looking at him for help in how to deal with human relationships. It was noted that on a number of times various ETA groups have tried to contact us and failed. However, on this occasion they have hit the mark as man begins to understand his heritage. Our race is going through monumental evolutionary changes at this time, and many ETA groups are watching with interest. One of the male ETA TMS Jars commented on our exploration for life outside the universe to Alec. Out of this discussion came the topic of other life in the universe, and how our search for it from Earth has not yet produced any real evidence apart from the occasional UFO. Jars was quick to ask if we had looked for it in realms other than the physical. "We have used radio telescopes, I believe," was my reply. "Good idea," Jars replied, "but not very many other life forms use that form of communication. It would be best for you to use what we have used in the past, and that is the device which is activated by the intelligence levels emitted from various planetary systems." "How can you do that?" I asked. "On board the transporter I was told that all things, even the energy known to us as atoms, contain a certain level of intelligence."
"Correct," replied Jars. "But conscious intelligence such as you emits far higher readings than non-conscious forms, to the order of many of your Earth numbers. If you understand me, perhaps 10,000-fold as much emission would be a conservative number, I think. This form of detection has other advantages, too. For instance, life forms that you may not physically see can still be detected in this way. Since the dawn of your race's time on Earth, we and others like us have been trying to contact you in this way, but you keep trying to make it into some kind of religious experience. We have been passing on ideas to help you evolve for eons of your time, but very little is ever taken on board by your kind. Still, we try," Jars concluded. Alec comments that ETs uses telepathy to communicate, and also very powerful imagery. In 1989, Alec knew Arl's life path took an unexpected turn when he was abducted by a group of benevolent aliens for 10 days and transported to their home world. His amazing experiences have great significance for the future of humanity and our galactic cousins. Alec knew Arl first contacted us, the Nexus publication, in 1995 about publishing his book, Co-Evolution, describing his incredible 10-day round trip to his abductor's home world, Haven, and the Earth-based controversy it created. We found Alec's story particularly fascinating, and, having met him and had him speak at the 1996 Nexus conference, we have no reason to doubt his integrity. Here we publish some intriguing excerpts from his recently released book. Editor. This is a contact story to a race like some other similar coming here, having been experimenting on playing gods too early. Too early means before they had grown in aught morally and spiritually on a quite naturally way through normal evolution. They had now realized they had gone out on a blind, limb, branch, and came here, to let Alec understand their mistakes, so that we could avoid a similar thought, experience, trap. More from the book. Headline. The Earth seen in a different light. I must have gone to sleep almost immediately. When I opened my eyes again, Xena was sitting opposite my cubicle. Verva, she said. Did you sleep well? Like a rock, I replied. Curious expression, was her reply. How long has it been? I added, inquiring as to the length of my sleep. One half of an Earth day, 12 hours, she answered. What's Verva? I asked. Oh, good spirit, fresh energy to you. It is a greeting we use a lot, like your hello, she explained. What's on the schedule? I inquired. Some more liquid replacement for you, was her reply. Come on, we have only 2 more of your Earth days and there is much to learn if you desire, and quite a few questions I have for you, too, before I return home. Xena appeared most anxious, but how could she be more inquisitive than I? Even though, I was still reeling from awakening to find myself dream, bound and not back on Earth as I had expected. Her home. Now there's something I'd like to know about, I thought to myself but realized almost immediately that Xena would read it. About the size of the planet Mars in your system, she replied, right on cue. But it is not in the best of health, for our sun is slowly dying and we are being roasted with radiation. We are also losing our atmosphere. We can patch that up to a degree, but not forever. Doesn't sound good. What are you guys doing about it? I asked. Well, we have been looking for a new home for many of your years. The best bet is still Earth, but we cannot take your gravity, among other things. That has always been the major factor, but it is also not of the right conformation for us yet. It used to be, but we are not quite like we used to be. Xena hesitated, as if pondering whether to go on with this topic. She chose not to continue. There is every chance that the Earth is about to change in the not too distant future, was her revised answer. Change its conformation? I inquired, startled. It shall mutate to a different density level, as you would understand it. It's no big deal. It's happening all over, all the time, she replied. I think she might now have been trying to downplay it all after she noted how panicked I must have appeared. It'll what? I queried, looking at her in amazement. Well, that is another of those long stories I promised to tell you about. It is best we get comfortable first and you get some fluid intake. The book cover here reminds me of their look, in a more pleasant look than a similar draving in the book, Ancient History Lessons from the Future. Now, how shall I start? Xena asked. Perhaps with the elders. Elders? I chipped in. Like the guardian you have met. They are each many hundreds of Earth years old and have a very ancient lineage. Their ancestors, who are my ancestors, are also very distant ancestors of yours, at least in part they are. Now do not interrupt. Xena headed me off at the pass, even before I could get the thought out of my head. This is going to be difficult enough to explain without interruption. I will make room for questions a little later, she added. These distant common ancestors of ours came to Earth many times, but more important to you was the visit of 2 million years ago, your time, scale. They were not the first aliens to visit. In fact, they and others have lived in and explored what you call your solar system for hundreds of millions of years. These travelers tidied up some earlier attempts to manufacture a race of humanoids on Earth, the end result being Homo sapiens. I will not go so far as to say these ancient ancestors of mine were solely responsible for your race, for that was indeed a joint effort of many ETs, all of which at some time have laid claim to manufacturing your race. This is not a deliberate lie on their behalf, just a slight exaggeration of the facts. Do not interrupt yet. Please. I shall explain all in due course. In many ways you have manufactured or at least fine-tuned your own race, and it continues even at this very moment. This is mistakenly called evolution. Natural progression of the species is a fine turn of phrase uttered by one of your kind's more inquiring minds some years ago. It was thought by many to explain the path of evolution, and there is an end to it. But this thinking leaves more questions unanswered than answered, for how and when did a butterfly obtain its wings? I shall not pursue this subject, for there are more important things to discuss. But no doubt you see my point. Perhaps there will be a time at a later date. I will, however, tell you more of your own race's personal history, for it is important that you should know your own past, and that evolution as you understand it is a myth. The changes are never slow, but they are always planned. Later I shall show you that nothing in this universe, past, present or future in your time, scale, is left to chance. Forgive me, for I diverge from our chosen path. Some of my ancient elders stayed with your developing race. Others moved on. From time to time there were conflicts with other ET races as to what was best for one or the other, just as there are conflicts on your planet now, among your own kind. You must understand that Earth is a very special place. It is very beautiful and there are many who have desired to own it. I would not go so far as to say this is no longer the case, but you should always have your wits about you. Even we, although we do not wish to own it, would like to live there. But we cannot, indeed, we must not, interfere with the processes that are happening on your planet right now. That is not to say there are no other ET races that will not interfere, and that is why you must have your wits about you. Some of those processes which are occurring, or are about to occur, are the direct result of the seeding by our ancient elders. Even the pyramids are ancient legacies left behind by our elders to help you awaken when the time is right. They are very important to you, and it is from this front that progress of a most unexpected kind will manifest itself to your race in the not too distant future. All knowledge will be made available to your race in good time and in accordance with the laws of evolution. There has yet to be a force artificially manufactured in any universe that my people know of that is more powerful or wiser than this natural law. Trust me when I say this, for my race knows well the cost of interfering with the laws of evolution. We would warn your own people, if only those in control would listen. Alas, that approach appears to have fallen on deaf ears, so we shall now attempt to pass on the message in a different way. There was indeed a time upon your planet, not so long ago in the context of this history lesson, when a force came down upon it and did in fact claim it, the Earth, and all upon it as its own. That force, and I know you will find this difficult to accept, Alec, Xena used my name for the first time, that force is still among you. It is indeed now a part of all of you, so I suppose you could say it still does own the planet in some way. After this force won your planet, it realized it would have a continuous fight on its hands, for you were not as you are now. You were well on your way to enlightenment, with a very strong spiritual base. You were actually almost as strong as this force itself. It had to trick you in order to master you, and while you were down it altered your make, up, your very structure, your DNA, in fact. It crippled you and stunted you, and set you back many thousands of years. It made you into what you are today, which is only a portion of the greatness you can be, for you have not yet even fully recovered. And if that force has its way, you never will. That force is known to most as the force of darkness, for it is indeed the enemy of enlightenment. You will please understand that this is a very simplistic description of a most complex entity. Even we do not understand it in its entirety. It is in the air that you breathe and everywhere about you. It has aligned itself to the planet and you. It beats to the pulse of your very planet, for you and the Earth are one and the same. This is one thing your peoples do not seem to comprehend, but you can use this union of the whole to do wondrous things, just as we have. Unfortunately, most of your kind fight the natural forces of your wondrous planet. By this I mean you bend them, Even break them, to fit your needs. It need not be this way. If your people will just open their minds and hearts to your planet, as many of your ancient races have done in the past, it will show you the way. All is not lost, it just needs to be recalled. Until this is done, we have much need for concern. It is not just Earth planet you are violating as you bend and break nature in your whims of fancy, for all of all is connected. This is really very basic knowledge. It has been ignored because it suits those who would play with power to ignore it. We and others are indeed benevolent to your race, as we all are connected, but soon something must be done before your play does meaningful harm to us all. We find that there is a need to teach you more about the dark forces that permeate you. You would do well by your people if you take great heed of this lesson and pass on your findings to those of your kind who would listen. The dark force vibrates at a level that is compatible with your brainwave patterns. This much you should already know, but others of your kind have kept it from you. In spite of this, some, like you, Alec, are building a resistance to this alien intruder. This is one of the reasons why you find yourself thinking differently from the majority around you. It has enabled you to see more clearly the error of your ways and what must be done. You shall continue along this path a while longer yet, and even doubt your own kind from time to time. Be patient. This is all I can suggest, as inadequate as it may sound. We have been working on these things with you for many a year now. All of your people will find their way with the passing of time. As you find with all afflictions, they are easier to contend with if you understand them. I am doing my best to explain all this to you in terms you will understand. Please interject from here on if you do not understand some point, for we do consider the following to be most important. Some on your planet have aligned themselves with this force. Note I have said aligned and not allied, for there is a difference. Do you understand this? I nodded. They have gained much power from the force, and some are even foolish enough to think they have it under control. This is naive, of course, as the force or alien entity is feeding off these people or, rather, feeding off the conflicts these people create in their bid for wealth and power. As long as this suits the dark force, it shall continue, for the fear emotion is what it lives off. The easiest way to defeat this force is to remove fear from your societies. This will, in effect, starve it out. It will then go elsewhere, looking for easier prey. You see, your human race is one of the very few that lives with this most unusual thing called emotion, which is why the force came here in the first place. We, too, had emotions once, so I am told, and some are saying we can now experience them again. Thanks to the new breeding program we are experimenting with. Forgive me, I digress again. You will find some of your kind are trying very hard to harness this most dangerous force. Unfortunately, they do not fully understand that it is an entity in its own right and that this is a very dangerous mistake to be making. They think they are playing a game and that they are winning this game. We have tried to warn your people more than once in the past, but no heed has been taken. As your people say, it is your life. The worry we have is that your planet breathes with you, in harmony even with your thoughts. To attack the people by using the force in this way is to attack the planet. Be it on your own heads if you invoke the wrath of your planet. There would be little or nothing we could do for your people should that happen. Perhaps you can help us with this message. We have an idea to put to you, but that shall keep until another time. For there is still much to be related on other subjects. Your societies, right from the very beginning, have engineered fear into your lives. Most of it is an artificial fear of society itself. In other words, you fear your very own laws. Your high priests from long ago shouted down to the common masses, describing what wraths would be set upon them if they did so much as dare to cross the almighty gods of their time. Forgive me if I make what you call a joke of this, for these all-mighty gods they describe were people like me or the Guardian, whom you have met. Do you fear me, Alec? From where you stand? Xenu asked. I feel no fear, was my answer. So you see how your masses were manipulated in our absence by those who would gain from it? She asked again. I can see how a lie could fool the uneducated, was my reply. And you think your people are better educated on this subject today? She asked once more. If you ask what we know of God, then perhaps not, I replied. Exactly my point, Zena stated. And so the intimidation goes on, only you have 100-fold the number of laws today. These are not the laws of nature, however, just of your manipulators who in turn have been manipulated by the Force. The laws of nature you break every day as you drive to work in your disgusting machines. It is even more curious to us that you all know these things but you continue to allow them just the same. Why is there not a law against it in your society? Does pollution not kill? Are your people so blind they could not see what would happen with the proliferation of these strange machines? You need not answer, for we know the reasons. This is just, as you might say, an example. You will perhaps tolerate our confusion, though, when we fail to understand what we have observed in your so-called Western societies in which thousands of your money are spent to save but one life, while millions of your kind die in other far areas for the sake of small amounts of this money. Are you not all one people of the same flesh and blood? For this question, we ourselves do not have such an answer. Could you perhaps help us in the reasoning of this? Zena asked, looking at me in a most perplexed way. My own people sometimes embarrass and confuse me. No, I have no answer to that question, I replied. Very well. Why do your people take such time and interest in a single tree, should it be cut down in your cities, while they allow large areas of many, years, old trees to be removed from the forests which are out of their sight? Please take this question home with you to put to others, for we also find this most confusing. I have since duly completed that request. Zena did have some encouraging news. She suggested that the Force would soon feel the weight of an invasion from above, and there would be battles fought at sea and underwater, and also in the skies high above. Most would know little about these events, except those caught within the by-product of the battles. By this she meant that the Earth would experience storms of gathering intensity, and where these storms would once have been confined to the vortex points of our globe, the Western Atlantic, Bermuda area and the Western Pacific, south, east of Japan, they would now appear randomly all over our planet. She did not say who or what might be behind these battles or be the cause of them. However, when the way is clear and some portion of the fear has been removed, we may indeed see other races of the cosmos openly visiting and interacting with us here on Earth. In the due course of time you will awaken from this sleep that the Force has had you in, with a little help from your friends, she added. Being a sailor, she said, suggesting I watch the weather, you will know what to look for. Trust in your instincts. This is all she was prepared to say on the subject. Your race is nearly strong enough to fight back and win its rightful place in this galaxy of ours. We will help you and your planet to do great things again, for we love all life. Even the Dark Force is a form of life and we must and do respect it. Do you understand, Alec? This is very important. Zena at last let me have a say. Yes, I do. But how do we fight this force if we cannot see it or know where it is? I asked. It is within your very soul. You fight it with knowledge and understanding. But only each and every one of your kind can help yourselves. Nevertheless, to know that it exists is half the battle, and you can pass on this knowledge to all who should care to listen. Your race is about to change, become more aware, well, most of you are. It is an unfortunate fact that the ones upon your planet who truly understand what a great hold this force known to you as fear has over your people, are the very ones who are using it against you, and always have. They only understand its power, not its reason for being. That is why we have chosen this time to explain to you, and others of your kind, what we are here for. We have come to help enlighten you and, in so doing, perhaps free you from this force. We also understand that there will be some among you who will resent this knowledge being made available and will do their best to belittle and downplay its importance to your race. We may also need things from you and your planet. Call it a trade if you like, but I would prefer to use the word coevolution. We both can grow. We both need to change.